Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Auto Transport. Good morning. We are live at Auto Intel Summit in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm Jay. Kind of a rocky start there. Really early morning. I never start this early, but we're getting it together. And so Ty is in the hallway at the trade show, and he found someone else to talk to. While there's, you know, most folks are in the general session. We're talking about Auto Transport, of course. Dealers, auctions, carriers, brokers, dispatchers, etc. You know, you can click share, click copy, grab that YouTube link. You can jump in the live chat if you want to. If you miss the show live, you can watch it on demand. Put it in the comments below. But we're going to go live with Ty. Let's see what's going on here. Hey, Ty.
Hi, Jay. How are you today?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good. We're in the middle of the session, and I'm out here getting ready for the show, and I meet Stephanie. Stephanie.
Oh, cool. Hi, Stephanie.
Hey, guys.
What do you got there? Can you read that?
All right, I see. Oh, Stephanie Connolly of Covenant Solar and Roofing. Cool.
Yeah,
thank you.
This isn't a roofing conference, is it?
No, I don't think. Am I at the right spot?
What are you doing here? Yeah. I don't see shingles, roofers, contractors. I didn't see any of that in the parking lot. So
yeah.
Why are roofing solar?
My interest in this conference was really to hear about electric vehicles. Because we actually sell and install EV chargers.
Good. How are you?
Hey.
Come on, we got a new guy.
I'm Vinay.
Vinay?
Yeah.
You want to say hi to my friend Jay?
True.
Look at this. Oh, see that guy? That's Jay.
We guys working with you?
No. We're talking to you. This is Vinay.
I know Vinay.
Let's do this.
Yeah. Awesome.
Vinay is actually a speaker.
Okay,
you're speaking later.
Let's talk to. Sorry, we're going to interrupt you.
You got to
stay
awesome.
Here. Look,
this
look,
is awesome.
Here, Vinay. All right. Okay, Vinay, let's talk about you and your team.
Sure. Carmel, we found that people are probably the most important thing in anything that's done. And we spent a lot of time trying to figure out the technology and the data and stuff like that. But we didn't. But what we found is that a lot of people don't understand the emotion behind people. So we started turning data into empathy graphs and start to understand the emotions behind people.
Empathy graphs. Did you
graphs,
hear that?
Yeah.
Graphs. Empathy
yeah.
graphs. Okay.
That's right.
I've never heard that.
Yeah. We made it up.
Okay. Good.
Because the idea is you can start to use your data to understand how your people are feeling in real time and start to see how it changes. Pandemics occur, markets change. You start to see how people are feeling, how they're affected by it, where they're superstars, where they're not. That's super powerful stuff.
Wow. So you got an empathy graph. Is it app? Is it software?
Yeah, so it's software. So it's all about influence. Yeah, it's all software that influences
okay.
decision.
Influences decision. We're going to have to come on our show.
Okay.
Give us a demo.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I'm really into this stuff. I'm into empathy and graphs.
Yeah, if you can be more empathetic as a leader, you can be more compassionate and therefore more effective. That's the whole idea.
Okay, that is empathy. Yes, I say empathy often because it runs humanity, correct?
I'm on the same page as you. Yeah,
we've
got clarity.
I mean,
yeah.
We're just,
yeah, you have to have empathy.
Aren't you glad you're up this early?
Oh, well, I don't know about that. But I'm here. Uh-oh, so we
froze
for a second. Oh, we're okay, we're okay. All right, cool, we're good. All right, cool.
So, Vinay is you're speaking today.
Yeah.
Okay, what time?
10:45.
What he does is he puts this in our live chat.
Okay.
And we'll hopefully come to the.
Oh, very cool. 10:45. We're talking about how you can build culture overnight. So you can lead to greater employee satisfaction, ultimately greater productivity and profitability, and how you can drive that all with the data. So it's not guesswork, you just make it happen.
And who would be your ideal customer client?
We're starting to find any organizations that are trying to build a better culture.
So it doesn't necessarily just have to be, I don't know, it could be solar roof.
Yeah.
Getting leaders, understanding each other,
that's
communication,
right.
Building that culture,
mm-hmm.
which is really important. I don't think people really understand how important. We're car hauling days, right? So we have a community, a culture.
Mm-hmm.
Car hauling day is really bizarre.
Yeah.
And it's a really interesting industry. So we could take a guy like you and put you in the car hauling community, and you could help us all get along and have a better day.
Yeah, and I'm not that smart, so I understand sort of how to read graphs and start to see the emotions in graphs, right? But there are people who in this industry can take a look at it and say, gosh, I know exactly what's happening here. So we set it up and kind of, I'll put it on top of the T, the ball on top of the T. I can't get the ball. I'm not smart enough to do that. So we find the right people to do it.
You're a data guy.
Oh, I love
data.
I love data. The propeller's been out of my hand. That's me.
That's good. And it's 10:45?
Yeah, that's right.
10:45. I'm going to try to swim by.
Well, yeah, that'd be great.
Coming in there. There won't be too long here. What time is it, Amy?
So we're at, you're right. Ten to ten Eastern.
Yeah. So on.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, I didn't mean to jump in the middle, but it was very nice to, great to see you. It's been a while.
I know. We need to catch up.
Are you going to go 10:45?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
good.
Well, I'll let you all get back to nice.
Thank you, Vinay. Thank you very much. Really.
Do you need his,
I found it. I got his name. I got the session. I even put the, I got Carmo.com in the live chat. I'm over here researching like crazy. I got it. Yeah, thank you. Vinay Ram.
Awesome. Cool.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
thank you.
Maybe have it come and educate us some more.
Yeah, well, great. We'll have to catch up with you too.
We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was great.
All right, that was awesome. That's what it's all about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've known him for a while. I've known him for about 6 years.
He's from a local guy here too.
Yeah. He lives in Apex, which is right outside of Raleigh. For those of you who didn't know.
I'm learning everything all the time. Okay, so back to roofing. Why are you here roofing?
Yeah, I'm not here for roofing.
Not here for roofing.
No, I already told you that. I'm kidding. No, so we have a roofing division and then a solar division. So under the solar division, we've started to sell and install EV chargers because they can go hand in hand, right? And with the amount of electric vehicles that are being sold, dealerships really need a resource for that. So that's who we are going after right now, is the dealership, because they need a resource.
So here's a question for you. You said, yeah, I want to follow up on that. Solar. Did you say solar and EV?
Yeah.
The same. Okay. Solar EV resource for dealerships for installation of charging.
Well, the dealer, specifically the dealerships would really be the EV charging, the EV chargers, not as much solar panels. But
the
EV charger. That, as well as when, say if you go into, a Lexus dealership, right? And you want a hybrid or an electric vehicle.
How about Audi? Let's go to the Audis.
Audi. Let's do Audi. Is that your thing? I like an Audi too.
Let's go.
So if you go into the Audi store and you want a hybrid, you need a charger at home, right? Well, right now, if you go into one of those dealerships, they don't sell them there. And so we partner with the dealerships to sell the electric vehicle right then and there.
Yeah, as part of the
package.
Yeah.
By the way. And so these dealerships need that resource, because otherwise, if you're going to buy an Audi and you need the charger, if you have to do that all on your own, we have licensed electricians that work for us. Oh. So we just send the electrician out.
You hearing this?
Yeah, and actually, I was reading a news story. It was a couple weeks ago I read this, and that. Yes. So dealerships that are working on EV charging units at the dealership are running into power problems with the power companies, and it's major upcharge to install. Is that right?
I haven't heard that.
Okay. Well, that's one story I heard, but basically it is a problem, and they and solutions are needed, and that's what you
absolutely
help do. Okay.
Absolutely. So that's why I said, you know, you all asked about NADA. We're starting with the North Carolina Auto Dealers Association, and then kind of moving.
Working your way up. And so that, I didn't realize that until you just said it, but that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Because the car actually comes with, here's your thing. You just have to find somewhere to put it in.
And you have to find somebody to install it.
And somebody
to install it.
Okay.
And it's up to the car owner to find all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So make that guy's life easier.
The customer. Right. And the dealer, because they can offer it right there, kind of a one-stop shop.
Yeah. You know, it just made me think of Chip Perry. He spoke A to Z. A to Z is the name of the company.
A to Z Sync.
A to Z Sync. Sync.
Sync, yeah. Sync.
A to Z Sync. Chip Perry. He was speaking yesterday morning talking about, I think it was customer centric.
Okay.
Like how we,
Yeah.
Well, because it started with, if I want to buy a car, I would prefer to just go through the entire process with one person.
One person. Right? That's right.
That's what his message
is. Yeah.
So as he was explaining that, I'm like,
Yeah. Do we not want that in all everything that we buy?
Just one.
It's just easier.
I'm thinking, wow, this even makes sense with what Chip was talking about. It's here is everything you need.
Yeah.
One car, one person, one payment, one done.
It's done.
And he actually had testimonials of Paragon Acura up in the Northeast. I don't remember exactly where that store is, but it's a Brian Binstock store. I don't know if you know him, but he's a big man.
Okay.
Super classic.
Yeah.
Classic. But it is interesting to speak with you, who has absolutely nothing to do with cars.
Yeah.
You're in cars.
Yeah.
And you're still even saying the same message that we're here.
That's right.
Did you see that?
Well, you understand what I just said? Yeah, no, and that's an applause button right there, because I'll tell you, one of the things, especially when you get back to the consumer, talking about consumer-centric, so let's say the Audi, the new owner of the hybrid Audi wants to charge electric at home now he's bought the car. How does he do it? What does he do now? This is what a lot of people are asking, right? How do I get a charger at home? Do I talk to my homeowners association? I've seen these articles going around.
Yeah, and it really is left up to the car owner. What do? I have to call all these different places. I have to coordinate it all. Whereas with us, we have everything in-house.
Yeah, and if the dealers, like, you know, for example, the Reggie Jackson Honda guy was on Sean Shay. I mean, just watching him and listening to him. Wow,
yeah.
It's interesting. Now, there is this interesting thing, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but some of these newer cars aren't hitting the lot. Like, I guess you buy it online.
Yeah.
It just shows up at the dealership. Have you heard any of that?
A little bit, yeah.
So. But I would still assume that you still make it a package deal.
Yeah.
So, great idea.
Yeah.
I got another one.
Yeah, absolutely.
How about, I read an article about EV car hauler being developed in Europe. So who's working with the auto transport equipment manufacturer to develop an EV car hauler? What's involved in that? Does it charge up the EV cars, et cetera? Is there solar on the truck, et cetera?
Well, that's a whole nother.
That's fun.
That's really happening. So as a transport community, there's some real challenges with EV.
Yeah.
That you probably don't know about. Have you ever tried to start an EV with no power at an auction?
That's not going to work.
Have you compared the weight of an EV to what we call ICE vehicle, combustion motor, right? So they weigh a lot more.
Yeah.
Right. So there's a push for the people that have the cars to hurry up and get them the cars. And so our name of our game is volume. How many can we put on?
Yeah.
The more we can put on, the more money we can make.
Sure.
So we want a lot of cars on the trip. But then, remember, overregulated government steps in and says, you can only weigh this much.
Yeah.
And you can only be this long. And, you're going to minus three cars on your truck and trailer. That's, on average, tough. $900. And you still want me to pay for the diesel fuel? Oh, we don't do diesel. Now I got to charge. Just like, where does it stop?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you doing to
us?
Right? And has anybody thought about this?
Gotta have the resources. Yeah.
Hello. You guys, it's great, but how are we going to make this really happen? So it's not necessarily like we don't believe it.
Yeah.
It's more like, I'm from Missouri. Can you show me?
Right. Show me how it's done.
Yeah. When you get to this part, can you just show me real quick? At least a cartoon or napkin drawing. give me some kind of, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Because here's what nobody really talks about. One of these trucks, it's about 330, $10,000 for one piece of equipment to move maybe 9 cars.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And you don't, you're trying to cut your costs, car dealer guy, consigner guy, fleet management guy. Come on, give me a little help.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the whole chain, again, great idea, great concept, beautiful. Makes perfect sense. We just need some help getting cars to you.
Yeah.
So you can get a package.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
We're going to have to get somebody else on this to do that.
Oh, yeah. That's where it goes. Like, Ty, stop. Yeah, exactly. It's on tinfoil. Everybody's like, Ty, the tinfoil guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very good to meet you.
I just want to raise, I've got this. All right, so we've been talking about trucking. But what about rail and then ocean vessel? I read recently that because of the Felicity Ace fire, they MOL, ocean vessel carrier, doesn't want to do any more used EVs on its ocean vessels. Doing what? What happens if this happens at more places? They got to fix it. Obviously, we'll get through it, but this is one messy transition.
Yeah. We're definitely not the Debbie Downer game. It's not our game. We're happy to work with you.
We're the news gang, right? We read the news. Let's talk about autonomous for a second, right? We talked about autonomous. Stephanie, what's going to happen? Is autonomous not going to happen, or is it going to happen?
Going to happen. It's going to happen.
It's on the way. They're talking about that too.
Yeah.
I mean, they talk about this stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to let Stephanie go. She's got to get to the next meeting.
No, she can't go. She has to stay. We're keeping Stephanie.
We'll talk
good to
you.
Good to meet you.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll,
did you have your card?
No, I never have a card.
They exchange cards. Okay, so we've got so we're on our final day. We're live at Auto Intel Summit, and we're just, you know, Ty's in the hallways at the trade show connecting.
To catch up with you.
Yeah, awesome. So we go live in the hallways of the trade show, and actually I heard the ding 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 ding, which is when they let people know that there's another session happening. I actually think there's an EV session happening. Of all things, we were just talking about EV, and I think there's an EV session like right now at 10 o'clock. And I think that Stephanie and Ty should be live on stage at the EV conversation. Oh, here we are. We're outside the main room. Awesome. Yeah. There's the main room. I remember those hallways. We were there together a few years ago. Yep. So there's the main session. Great. I'm going to let's go live to Ty.
Following this, and so we encourage you to take a chance to maybe hit one shopping on it the first time.
You're getting ready to start. I don't want to hold them up.
I say stand in. Can you stand in there for a minute? I think that's pretty cool. I don't think Cherokee would mind. Go stand in there for a minute. This is the final day.
It's really a conversation. I really pleased to be here after a couple of years, but I was good, and I'm thrilled to be here on the stage with two gentlemen that are changing sort of the face. There have been a lot of sessions and a lot of information.
So Ty's getting the camera set. We're in the main session room. He's going to get the camera set so we can see it and hear it as if you were there. And we're just doing this to share. We want to share what the experience is like at the live trade show. Look at that live chat going crazy. Man, everybody's up early and talking to us. Yeah, I know. Listen, I get it. If you got an extra like, please leave one. I know how it is. But and maybe I'm making too much noise. All right, he's going to go back in. Here, let's give this a shot.
I don't think anybody would argue that back. But given that that's the case, where were we placed our bets and how we put them? I'll let Bill and Alan
That's our friend John Passamato. We know him. Anyway, talking.
You know, it's all about the industry. I think we can do that. So, I'll hand it off to you.
Sure. This is Greg Mendro. It's great to be here with you. It's been great the last couple of days and meeting some new friends. And this is a new conference for me, so thank you for having me. My background is I've been with the Coleman State for 90 years old. Really, today is the fourth generation, third generation, runs the business. We started off as a fourth generation. We're talking about today with the interview, talking about risk capital in front of the home. Mr. Holt, senior store Holt, with $12,500.
All right, I thought that was pretty cool, man. I know that
it kind of gives you a taste.
Exactly. It's good to get a taste of what we're talking about. I mean, obviously, you know, but, you know, a lot of people, they don't have the time, they don't have the money, and they don't know why.
That's where I hang out. So, like, I'm in there hanging out all the time.
Well,
what's
interesting is you sit in the sessions, then you're in the hallway. I find a good 50-50 mix is good.
Definitely.
Right?
Yep.
That was an awesome conversation with Stephanie. That was great, man.
Yeah, it was.
And you know what's cool? Next time she goes to order delivery of a vehicle, she's going to think more about what goes into it. And that's what we're...
So educating the community.
If you're in the live chat and you're wondering, like, why are you guys talking,
right?
We're educating. Hey, what's up?
Oh, my gosh. You're putting me on the camera?
No, not at all. Just say hi to my friend Jay.
Oh.
You know Jay.
I thought you were, like, putting me out there.
Oh, no. We would never do that.
Oh, we would. We have never.
No. Hey, there's our one, buddy. Okay. Day three, wrap up. I don't know if we need to give a breakdown analysis or anything, but as you can see, it's pretty amazing. The connections that we make are unreal. And let me try to get out of here.
I'll ask you. So how was breakfast? What did you network at breakfast this morning? How was it?
I did. Yeah. Michelle.
And tell me more about last night. Tell me about last night, too.
Last night.
Well, just as far as, I don't know, was there networking after this general sessions and whatnot?
Yeah, absolutely. There's always the networking aspect of it. I didn't stay up to it. I went to bed pretty early.
That's good.
But I think, you know, like this morning, Michelle Pirog parked my fleet. She's been a part of our gang. And you would think, why are you networking with her? Well, it turns out, get this, you're gonna flip. She parked my fleet, her buddies, with our buddy Ron, Traffic Inc.
I didn't know that. Wow.
They're working together, doing amazing things. So there's that.
Does it have to do with his location? Right?
Yeah.
There you go. Wow.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Conversation leads into another conversation that talks about another company that, oh, wow. Well, I didn't know that. Okay. Now this, and it just keeps going. So those relationships that we've already had, you know, introduce us to the next relationship. And just like meeting people in the hallway, just completely standing there and, hey, what are you doing? Actually, I think she was lost. So.
Well, what's interesting, I think that because she said she just got in. And that's another thing. Like at these executive shows, people come and go there's a portion of folks that don't even go to all the normal stuff. They're just there for some meetings. Right, to develop business. I think that she might fit in that category.
Yeah.
Like, so these was, and that's where IARA, those committee meetings.
Yeah.
The conference sprouted from committee meetings. It's fascinating.
I believe you're right. Well, okay, so then the vinyl guy, what was his name again? Ben?
So that was
not vinyl. It was
Vinay Raman.
Vinay
Raman. Yeah.
So he's going to be speaking. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't have met him unless I was standing there talking to her.
And that's the magic of networking. Because even you, Ty, you've been asked to help introduce some folks to other folks because now we're in the network.
Working on it. And again, this goes back to you and your car hauling business, you and your business, whatever it is you're doing. I mean, you look at ATI, you look at Jay, what are we trying to do? This is it. It's relationships. It's talking to people. It's asking questions. It's keeping your mouth shut. I mean, we had Justin, Backlot Cars guy. What's his last name, Justin?
Justin Davis. You know, what's cool is that, so Justin Davis has never had time to be on the show, but when he saw you walking around, that's going to start to click. I bet you we see Justin Davis in the next, we'll just say year. He'll pop up.
We were supposed to have Beck. You want to shoot him a quick message and tell him I'm out front here if he's available? I can't do it. I'd do it on my phone, but I can't.
If you have...
I'll look over here. Hold on. I really wanted to give away a Jason Rice book today.
Well, why don't you walk back in? Let's do another Hey Buddy. We got time.
Well, I know we do, but I'm.
I know.
I don't want to make people feel weird. You know how it is.
I know how it is.
Nobody needs to feel weird today.
Well, why don't you try? I know. Try. I don't know. Try one more, hey buddy. I know it's hard. It's a delicate. It's a delicate thing, but people. I think more and more people know.
Hey buddy.
Like even
my t-shirt should say, hey buddy.
The Cherokee Media lady, she's like, you know, I know you guys are live all the time. Are we live right now?
No. There's Dana. Hi, Dana.
Hey, Dana.
There's Dana Rogers.
What's up?
This guy's a worker machine. Always good to say
Dana's
hi.
Dana's a networker.
This guy, I can't keep up with him. He moves
too fast.
He really is. He's fast. And he's up early, too.
Yeah, hard worker. We got to be hard out here. Got to network. There's our other buddy. Okay. Yeah, I think we're good now. Our buddy Rich and Emily. Remember Emily? Emily. And there's Rich. Rich. Whoop.
That's Jeremiah Wheeler. What's up, Jeremiah?
Jeremiah Wheeler. Do you know Jay?
I think we met at a conference before.
Right, years ago. Good to see you, Jeremiah.
You said years ago. You can't hear him.
Yeah, I know.
What company are you with again?
DRN and MV-Trek.
DRN and MV-Trek. Got it. Did you do a presentation?
Yes.
Were you on a panel?
Yeah, I moderated a panel yesterday about remote work and increasing delinquencies.
Is there increasing?
Absolutely.
Right now?
Month over month for the past 7 months.
How many? Like what kind of crazy?
Just at MV-Trek, we picked up 18,000 cars last month. So versus 2019, we're up about 300%. So it's going back up. Blink and bankruptcies are up. I mean,
it's coming.
Yeah.
You know Paul Machine, Black Book.
No.
He always puts these things together for our show. And he calls it the perfect storm. How long ago was that when that he did the perfect storm?
That could be a year or two ago. And at that time, there was this wait. Or how about location services?
Yeah.
Jose. Yeah.
The wall. So the wall may have broke. The dam may have broke.
It's slowly breaking. I mean, we're still last month, subprime delinquencies, 60 days past due was about 4.5%. And pre-pandemic 2019 was about 5.2. So we're getting close to back to normal. And I think it'll continue to
keep climbing.
Yeah, I think it'll increase past 2019 numbers.
Well, and I don't think we've caught up with the pandemic yet. So my concern is the inflation right now. So the people that maybe use their credit card to get by for COVID pandemic, they're tapped out. So how do you deal with inflation?
Well, inflation is absolutely going to start affecting it. And I think that you've seen it in credit card debt increases, bankruptcies are increasing. So those two are leading indicators for the rest of the world in terms of delinquency.
So, we're transport guys, right?
Yeah.
And so when we hear this stuff, to me, it's telling me what I need to do what I need to be prepared for.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it sounds
like more cars to transport.
More cars. Did you catch that, Jay?
We're going to increase inventory for repossession.
And you primarily deal with the lender, the financial institutions. Yeah. They're the ones giving the order.
And the repossession agencies, too. So we sell technology to the agencies to capture license plate scans to help lenders locate collateral, and then we help them repossess the collateral. So it's a little ecosystem that works out pretty well.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thanks for your time.
It's a huge ecosystem. Good job. Yes, thank you, Jeremiah. Thank you.
Rich. Rich is getting ready to talk.
Hey, what's up?
Remember Rich.
It's Rich Levine of Dignity Leadership.
I'm doing my deal at 1045.
1045.
Data and leadership.
Data and leadership. Yeah. Good. We just met that one guy. What was his name again? Sorry.
Vinay Raman.
Palmero.
Oh, there's another gentleman speaking on data too, and I want to get with him. I'm like, is data and leadership the whole same thing? So it's.
I think it's Cam. What was his name, Jay? Cam.
Cam. What? Who?
Vin. The V.
Oh, Vinay Raman.
Vinay Raman.
I have not met him yet.
Nice guy. I'll introduce you to him.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, he seemed pretty sharp.
So what have you learned so far this week?
Oh, man. It's just, where do you start? Well, you know, really, honestly, Chip Perry.
Yes.
His A to Z Sync
company,
his presentation. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Did you catch that one?
I didn't catch it. I've caught several. And here's the one takeaway I've kind of gotten from this conference. Is everybody keeps saying, what's next, what's next, what's next? Got news for you. We're here. It's happening. It's now. So we need to stop worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow and take advantage of the opportunity today. Be present, live in today, and start making things happen. I mean, the world's not going to go back to normal. It's not going to happen. So here we are living it. And you got one shot to live your best life, and let's go capture it.
I want to ask a question.
Yeah.
Do you miss your mask?
Do you miss your mask? Do you miss your mask? That's right.
No, I do not miss my mask. I think I got told 3 or 4 times on the airport and in the airplane to put my mask back on. I'm like,
oh, man.
Yeah.
Just close your mouth. Oh, I know. Isn't it terrible?
Yeah.
It's bad stuff. Okay. Yeah. Well, and that's also, by the way, I heard Ryan Hovey.
Yes.
Hovey. And I guess that guy hadn't been out anywhere, because when he did his little presentation, he was like, it feels so good to finally see people. Oh, my God.
Well,
where have you been?
Off track, but I just did a presentation in San Antonio, Texas. And I was at this conference, met a gentleman from upstate New York. And he walks in. He's like, this is a whole different world in Texas. I don't have to wear a mask. I don't have to be 6 feet away. I can shake people's hands. And he was just ecstatic. I mean, the guy did awesome with his presentation. I think it was just the joy of not being confined to have to follow something he didn't believe in.
Well, we're going to live in the now.
Let's live in the now. Let's do it.
We're going to live in the now. I'm going to try to catch your next.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. That's for you,
Jim. Did you get
that? Thanks, Rich. Have a great session.
Have you heard of this?
No, but let's, I need a WTF. Heck yeah.
Let's do this live. Here, I've been wanting to give this away. This is our friend Jason Rice.
Awesome.
Work the Facts, car guy.
I like it.
It's this guy just blows me away all the time. I mean, just a super amazing guy. You would love him. So I'm going to give you his book.
Awesome.
He gave me several to hand out. And
I've
read so far, I'm on like chapter 2. It's just cool car stuff for me. I just love it. So that's from Jason Rice, Lot Pop.
That is. That's awesome.
And we appreciate you and Jason. Thank you so much.
Shameless plug. I got a book coming
out
in a couple months.
Let's hear about it.
Be ready. It's called You're Doing It Wrong.
Doing It Wrong.
Stop Managing and Start Leading. So hopefully it hits the retail shelves this June. I'm on the final version of editing. I'm going to go record it. I'm supposed to get the manuscript back next week. I'm going to do the audio version the last week of April. So we're excited.
That's great.
Can't wait to share it.
I'll get one for sure.
Oh, I'll give you one.
Awesome.
Thank you. See you.
Awesome, dude.
Okay,
that was cool.
One more trip. Yeah, that's good.
I love these book, hey buddies. And that was, hey, you know, giving away that book like that, that's awesome. Yeah. We're going to have to show Jason this piece of tape, and that's actually really cool, man. Very cool. Good call.
Well,
I love it when
Jason's been really good to us.
People. Yeah, he has. This is great. Great stuff. Ooh, breakout session.
No, they're breaking that down. Ain't nobody going on in there.
Right. Okay. That's why we started earlier this morning, because we learned the hard way. We went live. It was afternoon in Detroit. I mean, there were trucks backing up while we were trying to go live. It was crazy. So
they don't play. When
and hey,
quitting time.
Information live. I think I may have gotten us in a digital dealer, dude.
That's what you were saying. I'm pretty excited about
dude,
it.
Dude, that is a big deal. Hey, there's Danny Zaslavsky in a meeting.
Yeah, he's been in the meeting.
We're cool. We respect the meeting.
Okay, I think we're good. That's
it. That was really good.
I'll hit this one more down here.
Yeah.
Oh, no, here comes the game.
Perfect.
Okay. I'm going to pretend like we're not even looking right now. Okay. There we go. I wanted to catch our buddy Tom's going to be doing a session. Oh, no. I don't want to talk to him. Okay. Yeah, we're good. All right.
Well, I hear you, man. You know, and this is the funny thing. I mean, and you're in a small area.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, there's not a whole lot of places to go.
Well, they're still having that session over there. Let's do this. This is nice. Look at that.
Oh, that is nice. Yeah, let's talk. Let's have a business meeting for a second.
Okay. I'm going to be coming back tonight. I've already checked in like you told me to.
Good, good.
Uh-oh, here it comes. Here comes McKenzie.
All right.
So we have – hi, McKenzie. How are you? Are you staying or going?
I'm heading over to that side. I'll be here for a little bit.
A little bit longer? It's been good? Good. take a Friday. Tomorrow you want to try Cars on the Move, go back to old school parking lot?
So, okay, I'm really glad you brought that up. Whoops, hit the wrong button. Okay, so I had an idea last night. I was thinking. I was working late, and I had trouble sleeping. So, I'm thinking this. It's funny because you were telling somebody we go live four times a week, and you know I always talk about that, right? And I was thinking, you know, I don't know if we have to do that anymore.
Yeah.
It's really, really hard. Well, no, but I say it all the time, but hearing you say it, I'm like, yeah. This is really going live four times a week is starting to kill me. So what I was thinking is, and Brian and I haven't done a show. We haven't done a DOT in a while. I think I'm going to move DOT to a one-hour show twice a month instead of weekly for 30 minutes. Okay, that's DOT. Tuesday nights live, I'm also not going to – it doesn't have to be a two-hour show every time. Right? You totally agree with that, don't you? I know.
We're live. I just say, yeah, sounds good.
Well, here's what I've seen. I've seen the metrics. Industry news, a lot of people tune out after industry news.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It is interesting.
Try swap.
It's good for industry news, bad for the rest of the show. So that's okay. That's okay. Now, dispatching live, I'm not going to touch right now because the numbers are going up. Yeah.
All right, you'll mess with that one.
And Cars on the Move, I don't want to mess with either, because I think Cars on the Move is going to be, for the advertisers and folks that we're talking to, it's going to be really important. So I'm not making a lot of changes, but that is my thinking, is to ease up on the accelerator. So, point, we don't have to go live tomorrow. What do you think of that?
Fine with me.
Because
it's beautiful. But
well,
yeah, I'm fine.
Hey, there's Jonathan, photographer. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, Jonathan.
We've been live all week. You've been killing it. Take the day off tomorrow. I'm going to also. It's Good Friday.
Yeah.
You know what Good Friday's
all
about?
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I need to come and see you tomorrow. I've got your kit bag and a bunch of stuff that you need.
Okay.
Swag bag.
Cool. Right on.
I will find you sometime tomorrow with that. And then moving forward, I like the idea of the Friday, the Cars on the Move, definitely dispatching live. Keep that baby live. I mean, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Tuesday night, I think we should try a reverse just to see. Try the panel. Start out with the panel and see what happens.
Well, let's do that. Let's try that.
could be fun.
Let's try that.
Some of the feedback I get at these conferences is, boy, it sure is late.
Yeah. Well, that's it. And you know what? That's the executive crowd, right? Which, and yeah, we're really doing something interesting by mixing. I don't think now AHA mixes owners with labor. But
speaking of AHA, yeah, sorry, we need to go ahead and plug that. Pull up the LinkedIn. I got it. I think I'm on their LinkedIn speaker. Ty's speaking at AHA. Does anybody know that?
Is that right? You're on their LinkedIn?
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
I think so. That, well, what's the one guy, Ken or Kenneth? Is it the Toyota guy? He sent me a deal, some kind of an invite.
Huh. Okay. Let me know. That's awesome.
Yeah. And so we'll start spreading that around.
And so that's the thing is exactly. So really, once we wrap this show, we're on to.
Yeah, we need to start pumping AHA.
One
of the things I want to pump about AHA is I would love to know the cost as to come as an attendee. I do believe that we have some members in our community that might be interested in coming to that. So I don't think it's really that bad to come to that conference as far as money goes.
As an attendee. Yeah, I'll tell you what. That's a great idea.
I understand that crowd's kind of different. I know we don't talk about them much, but
well,
if we can help a little, that would be nice.
Well, we're going to talk about it more. I think that's a really great idea. I mean, there's not a whole lot of time to ramp up to it. AHA's in a few weeks. That's the Auto Haulers Association of America meeting in Atlanta. But, you know, yeah, let's work on it.
Well, we have to work on my presentation, put together a slide deck. But, you know, I'm the whole time I'm at this conference, no joke, they said you can have the slide deck. Some of this stuff really ties into what we talk about, what we believe, and how we're looking at what's next.
I love what you just said, because what is industry news? It's articles and information that I found everywhere. Do it.
I need to find Chip Perry and spend some time with him. I mean, that guy is just super classy. And his slide deck. And then I did talk to Brad, whatever Brad's last name is.
Brad
the Mannheim
Burns
guy.
From Mannheim.
Brad Burns.
Awesome.
I talked to him after. I forgot to tell you that. Caught him in the hallway. I was like, dude, we used your photo. We used everything. That's exactly what we're talking about.
His slide, yeah. That's
I want
awesome.
His slide deck too. I think I can get it from him too.
Yeah.
Hey, you
probably can get it. Hey, Cherokee Media. Probably can get his slide deck. And that's, Dan Dietrich, I want him. I want his slide deck, right?
Oh, man.
Right?
Well, he was on the panel.
I know. But what I'm saying is that that's what's neat is that I'm going to go to camera one. If you're in TV land and you're still trying to figure out what are we doing at all these shows, the answer is we're getting information that translates into our vertical and we're sharing it with you. We know that, listen, there's 10 other places to go to learn, you know, I don't know. I don't want to get negative. I'm not a downer, but my point is that there's so much more to business strategy, right? Business strategy, Ty.
Not to mention,
because I listen to everything. I was listening to a podcast from the Mid-America Truck Show, okay? Yeah, I'm listening to that. Me, Jay, at ATI, I'm listening. And this one guy, he was like a younger guy. He was starting up, and he's got visions of being a corporation with lots of trucks. So great. If I know a lot of companies are dreaming big. Great. If you're going to dream big, you might want to listen to what we're talking about. Because if you're really dreaming big, you're going to run into this stuff. And it's not just 10 trucks, 10 drivers, 10 running lanes, 10 load boards. It's not. It is not.
Hey, I think Dan was the guy. I just was in the conference where I took you, that big room. And I think Dan was the guy that said, do we really need another app or another something to buy wholesale cars?
He's absolutely right.
We fell out of my chair. I wanted to jump up and start clapping. Like, yeah,
exactly.
Man.
Yeah, you should be on the sequel of Too Many Apps.
I mean, dude, and he's right. This is what he's saying. He's saying, look, that poor dealer got, okay, look at Sky Hallman. Let's talk about one auction view.
Sky Hallman, one auction view. What?
Okay, why did Sky have to come up with one auction view?
Because there were too many apps. Well,
can't find your cars. You can't find the auction.
The problem is the buyer at the dealership needed 10 screens. He needed 10. He looked like a security surveillance.
Okay,
orbital.
Okay, so we're friends with auction people, right? We're friends with tech people, right?
Everybody.
So I'm just saying, okay, all these things, the auction, the tech, Danny Venque, Max Digital, keep
Jason
going.
Rice,
you've got ACV.
Black
you've got
Widow.
You've got all these people that are all trying to help the dealer acquire inventory and sell inventory. Does that make sense? Okay, if I'm a dealer and I've got, I don't know, I bet there, I don't even know, and I'm in the middle of these conferences, I'm going to go minimum 20 different avenues for me to somehow get a used car. If I'm a dealer and my brain would hurt just on this conversation alone. Okay, I've got people pitching me as a dealer. I'm a dealer. I've got people pitching me, hey, just buy them out of the driveway. It's easy. I've got people pitching me, hey, just leave them in the backyard. We'll come and take them for it. I got auctions coming, bringing me candy, and I love the auction ladies, and they smell good. And then I've got, you know, it just keeps going and going. It's like, does this poor guy have time to actually buy a freaking car? What does he do?
Totally.
I mean, everybody's knocking on this door, and you wonder, as a transport guy, you walk in, like, hey, how's it going? Just fuck yeah, get out of my.
You know what? Do you know what I was thinking? I've come to realize when you're the boss and you finally step out of your office and everybody attacks you with like ideas and suggestions, that's crazy time.
Yeah.
And that's the dealer.
Yeah. You just, you know, so again, there's this level of respect that I think as a transport community, we provide a service that is needed. Okay. It's how can I help 100%. You? How can I help you, Mr. Car Dealer? I don't want to take up any of your time. I just, can I help you? And all I want to do is just pick up your car and drop it off.
I
want to
bring you your cars.
That doesn't take long. We may not be a match. I know you got a lot of people knocking on your door that want your time. They're trying to sell you big stuff. I'm just this little service guy. I think I might have the opportunity to help you if we can just take a minute of your time. Pretty simple.
It's interesting you say that because then also in the Matt's podcast I was listening to, the owner operator, especially in the freight world where there's like a jillion trucks and you've got like mega carriers, that the owner operator does find it very hard to make any inroads with a shipper or a client, sometimes even brokers, because they just got one truck and that shipper needs, you know, regional nationwide coverage. Ty.
A little while ago, you were asking me about last night in networking. I forgot. I'm sitting at a little table. I've got Beck, Super Dispatch, Dana, Pre-Owned Auto Logistics, and Jeremy. We're sitting here. We're talking about
cool. The
carrier. Do we care? Do we really care about the carrier? Because Ty talks a lot of smack on the carrier. Does Ty really care? Absolutely. And everybody knows I care about the carrier. I'm just a little rough on you, and I want you to understand what you're getting into. But as we talked about this, this is the same kind of conversation that you're just leading into that we were talking about the car dealer. Where does he get his inventory? As a car carrier, everybody seems to go to one place to find cars. Now, whether I agree with that or I don't, it's a reality. And so as we're having this dialogue networking last night back and forth, I'm like, what's it going to take to put this place, give this place a real run for their money? I want to know. Because I don't hear positive feedback about this particular platform, and you know, I'm talking to you, Jay. You're my source for what does the community really think about this company, and this company. And if you turn into Thursday live on Dispatching Live,
Man,
you will get the
hold
answer
on to your
to
boots.
So as we're having this networking conversation after hours, I'm like, okay, why don't we just pick a date? I want you, 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 and you, and you. You guys are all tech guys. I want you all to meet in Kansas City. We got a place to meet. We're going to sit down for 2 days, and we're going to figure out how to all get along to fix one problem. Right?
Wow.
And it, what was crazy, there wasn't anybody saying, Ty, you're stupid. Don't talk like that. It was really positive feedback.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, this is grassroots. This is real. This is, I've had enough of this, and I'm now prepared to do whatever I need to do this. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Okay, when you get to the point where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, it's time to start making
some changes. And here's the really good news. This is so cool, man. And there's only a couple people watching, so we're okay. But ATI has made such an impact, finally, that company is talking to us and wants to know how, not necessarily how we doing, but they already know that. They watch the show. But they're ready to talk to us more. And eventually, I think they're going to reach out to the audience. Now, I didn't name any company names, but
we're
making an impact. We are building bridges between verticals that did not speak before.
And it's a beautiful thing. I think, you know, some of the conversations that I've had here, because people are like, so what do you do? And I start talking about, you know, there's people that want to get in this business. It's really a weird, you know, we have car dealers that are our friends. We have auctions that are our friends. And we can't go to these places and help new guys that want to service this industry without getting yelled at or kicked off the lot. Or, I mean, you know, there's a problem here, guys, right? And again, this ATI.
We just got to get you to stop getting kicked off the lot.
Yeah. I don't know how we'll do that.
I think it'll happen. Eventually.
We're
going to meet enough people, they're going to stop kicking you off the lot. And yeah, when we can achieve that, wow.
Exactly. And this leads into, you know, more conversations after the seminars yesterday. We started talking about logistics. We started talking about vehicle acquisition. You know, that conversation I'm having with Tom Gregg, Van Vehicle Acquisition Network.
Vehicle Acquisition Network. Okay. Yeah.
I'm telling you guys, look here. I'm telling you, it is happening.
Yes. And when you hear Tom Gregg talk, you can't help but think about your role in the ecosystem.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then we start this conversation with, you know, it's kind of slid into, I don't know if we talked about it live, but Tom and I were talking about Carvana Access, our friend Scott Wood.
Oh, sure. How the many wholesale. Cars?
Well, I mean, okay, I can't remember the number. I don't know the number. I'm sure the number is
I don't
out
know
there.
The number,
sure,
but it's huge.
They buy so many cars before noon every day. It would, even if it was 100, it would still blow your brain, but it's a lot more than that, right?
It's thousands.
And so, okay, where are they getting those cars? They're buying them locally and they're shipping them down the road. And their logistics is amazing, right? So as that unfolds, as that keeps going, everything, you're going to start seeing, IAA, my man.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Was he on camera yesterday?
I believe so.
Okay, I wanted to know his name.
Oh, man.
I can look it up.
There's two of them here. I can't remember which is which.
I'm going to look that up while we're talking, because I always want to know who we're talking to. Because it really... No, so there's Peter from IAA. Peter Alchstein?
He might be Peter. There's two of them.
And then there's... And it's hard. This is another thing that's hard about trade shows. Keeping everybody's name straight is hard. And I found Abhishek Goel from Dasek. Remember, we met Abhishek.
I made friends with him on LinkedIn.
Yeah, me too. I sent him
a... taken care of.
I sent him a... let's see here. Oh, Mike Hanna from TrueSpot. Have you talked to him at all?
No, but I saw him on stage get his award with Steve Greenfield yesterday, and I wanted to talk to him.
Oh, he won an award. How cool. Oh, yeah, really John cool. John Mathiowicz. Is it John Mathiowicz from IAA?
I don't think that was John. Yeah, I think that might have been I think John's the other one that John and I always go back and forth head to head.
John's a VP of commercial sales. I've seen him on social media. I'd like to talk to him.
I think so.
Hey, what about Craig Quisenberry of ACV? He's there.
Craig, I've met a lot of ACV guys. New guys, the normal ACV crowd wouldn't hear. There's a younger guy here, ACV. He's really cool. He'd be fun to talk to. I think he may have even been on stage, something like that.
I think that's pretty much the... So there's Peter and John from IAA. That's what it looks like. So maybe that was Peter.
Yeah.
I'm going to send him a LinkedIn connection.
Yeah, I would. I would definitely do that. If we want to keep talking here, I might get a hey buddy or two. I think they're letting
out. Yeah, hey, that's why I'm keeping you busy. There he is. Yeah, okay, I'm going to connect with Peter. I just sent him a LinkedIn connection. You know, you never know.
Hey, this
oh, did
cool.
you watch see? This. Hey, did hold you? On, hold on, hold go on, ahead. On. It's you. Go.
I'm going to see if I can do this.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Too bad.
In Try. A meeting? Hey. Hey.
No. Hey, there she
what's
is.
What's going on? Stephanie. What is she doing?
How was your EV? Did you like it? She liked it. Okay, good.
Okay, good.
I was thinking if I could get the camera over there and somebody sat down here, that would be so cool. It would be the best shot ever. Because I got this great behind me here. No, come on. See that? That would be sweet. Oh, my goodness. Michelle? Here's your buddy, Jay.
Hey, what's up, Michelle? How you doing?
Hi, guys.
You out of here? Yeah. Oh, you decided to go early? Okay,
that's
good.
That's why we're early. Yeah. That's why we're early, because she's already leaving. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good point. She's gone. She, we had a good meet. We had breakfast together this morning. It was really good.
That's awesome. Okay, good. Awesome.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you know her background, but she was at either IAA or Copart. Can't remember. She told me.
You know, I think I did know that. Yeah, she's been around. She's got a lot of experience in the industry.
Yeah. And then they somehow let her go, maybe pandemic or something like that.
Okay.
And that's how she got into Park My Fleet, and that's kind of how she got in with Andre. Really cool story. So the funny thing is those companies now have just kind of exploded. So when we see her at the NADA, she's kind of helping Andre, and then when we see her at Park My Fleet, Mike. Well, now they're both to the point they've grown so much they're both saying, "I want you." Like that.
Good for her. That's awesome.
Yeah. She's doing really well. But I think that's it.
Well, we're almost in an hour, so. Session.
Yeah, let's wrap it.
All right, let's wrap it up. All right, so do me a favor. So when do you leave? You leave tonight or something, right? What time you leave in the hotel?
I want to meet this guy.
Oh,
I see you all the time.
Here we go.
What's your name?
Mike Dodd. How are you?
Mike Dodd?
Yes.
I'm Ty Thompson. What company are you with?
Tracy.
Tracy?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Which company are you guys with?
Formerly Trader Valet, sold it to Headed into Network. We started something else.
Oh, really?
So, formerly Trader Valet, formerly owned Loop, formerly Headed into Now, off of something else.
Awesome.
What do you do?
We do YouTube. I'm an ex-car hauler. I used to have a big fleet of semis that transport cars for car dealers from auction to dealer and dealer to auction back and forth. Yeah. I'm from Missouri. So my buddy started a YouTube channel. Now we try to help the car hauling community learn more about car dealers to do a better job.
Yeah. Let's just look at that.
Yeah, ship car.
Ship car, yeah. No. We're ATI Auto Transport. That's our YouTube channel.
But
we'll see it. Yep, thanks, guys. Okay.
All right, cool. So Mike Dodd, I'll send him a connection request.
Yeah, that guy's a hustler, man. He's buzzed around this whole thing.
I've seen his name too, Mike Dodd. Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, man. That's it. We're done. So let's talk later.
Yep.
As you're, you as you're wrapping up at the hotel.
Hey, Chad, I want Chad. Come here, Chad. You got? Are you in a hurry?
Yeah.
Oh, you are for the bathroom. Okay. Well, this is my buddy Chad that I was telling you about.
Hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you.
You know Chad? He's the Patriot, right?
I'm the Patriot guy.
The Patriot guy.
The Patriot guy. Awesome.
We're gonna get with you later.
Please.
We appreciate you.
I look forward to it, man. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Cool. See you.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. You ready, Spaghetti? Yeah.
All right, dude. Whenever. I'm gonna Thank
go
you, man.
Pack my bag and get my room. Get out of there.
Yeah.
Out.
Right. Yeah. Finish that up.
Check out.
Yeah. Good call. Right. Good call. That's another thing. All right, dude. Thank you so much.
You.
Signing up for Auto Intel Summit. It's Ty Thompson. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you. All right. Camera one. That's it. Well, we are going to keep going live from trade shows. We're going to keep updating and doing what we need to do. Keep on networking like crazy. Let us know how we can help you. Thank you so much for tuning into our live stream or watching it on demand. And if there's anything we can do, send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Otherwise, no show tomorrow. We're taking the rest of the week off. Tomorrow's Good Friday. Easter Sunday's coming up. Then we've got Tuesday night. We've got Paul Machine on. We're going to have a pretty wild show Tuesday night. So please join us Tuesday night. Thank you so much. It's ATI Auto Transport. I'm Jay. Stay safe. Have a great weekend. And we'll see you soon. Peace out, everybody.